Our producer is Hunter Farman. Thanks for the great job you do every week. And Ms. Rochelle is on Facebook right now, our digital director, checking your messages and posted some fun memories. He can stay in touch with us even between countdowns at Robbie's Top 20 Countdown. So please give the page a like if you would. And email us if you got a request, a question, Robbie's Top 20 Countdown at gmail.com. Thanks to Mike in Little Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Appreciate you checking in on Facebook earlier.
Number 7.
At number 7, movie music from what would be the final appearance as James Bond for Roger Moore.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
The title theme done by Duran Duran. This is A View to a Kill. That song would hit number 1 later in the summer of 1985. This week, at number 7 on our survey from the James Bond film, the title theme, A View to a Kill, Duran Duran. Roger Moore was 57 at the time of filming, and he was horrified to find out that he was more than twice the age of his co-star's mom, Tanya Roberts. Timothy Dalton would take over the role 2 years later.
Number 6!
And at slot 6, movie music from a film that had been red hot in 1984, Eddie Murphy starred in Beverly Hills Cop as Axel Foley.
Detective Foley, we appreciate your assistance.
Well, in Beverly Hills, we go strictly by the book.
Here is the Axel F. theme. This is Harold Faltermeyer. From the soundtrack of the movie The Goonies, that was one of the biggest at the box office this week in 1985, there's a song that Cyndi Lauper had reworked, originally titled Good Enough and intended for her follow-up album after the big success of her debut, She's So Unusual. They called it The Goonies Are Good Enough, and it made it all the way up to number 10. This week in 1985, just outside of the top 20 on our charts, Cyndi later admitted in an interview she absolutely hated the song. Coming up, just 5 to go till we hit number 1, including big ones for Wham, Billy Ocean, and the top tune from an Ontario native whose father worked at the UN as a Canadian Foreign Service diplomat. We'll find out who he is and hear that number 1 song.
Robbie's Top 20.